25 minutes past the hour. This is the Craig Folly Show on WDET. Thanks very much for being with me on this Tuesday. And as the weather starts to turn, we may find ourselves outdoors a little bit more than we have been in the last couple of months. But there are people that are outside all the time, looking at things like water quality and looking for signs of wildlife and signs of life in the Rouge River. I have a couple of guests with me to talk about the importance of the discovery of a small little bug on the Rouge River. Noel Mullett is with me. He's the Wayne County Department of Public Services Water Quality Management Division Director. Welcome. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
And your team found these flies. And also we have Sally Petrella. She's the Volunteer Monitoring Program Manager for Friends of the Rouge. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, the stonefly. Noel, you found this thing. Tell me why, and that you brought one with you in a little jar. Why is this an important discovery on the Rouge?
Well, it is the one we found, and the only one we found at that particular site. And Sally's really the expert on the bugs, but it's a sensitive species. It requires good oxygen content, and that's one of the challenges that the Rouge has always faced. And so it's an indicator that the dissolved oxygen concentrations are improving, even sort of south of 8 Mile in Detroit.
Well, we'll get to how you found it in just a minute, because this is like a needle in a haystack times a million here. But okay, Sally, if you're the expert, tell me what it is about this fly. Were you excited when you heard that they found one?
I was ecstatic.
See, it's little discoveries like this that make us happy.
Yeah.
So tell me what it meant to you.
Well, actually, when we started this program back in 2001, and then we did our first stonefly search in 2002, and I didn't know if we had stoneflies in the Rouge. And our first event held in January, we actually found them, and I actually was quoted in the paper as being ecstatic at finding the stoneflies, and my father called me up and said, "Are you really that excited about these little bugs?" And I said, "Yes, Dad." And this is really significant, too, because it's the first time that we found them this far downstream and the first time we found them on the main branch of the Rouge.
And so, you know, Noel, you said you found one. Where do you look? And how do you know? I mean, this thing is so small. You know, I almost needed a magnifying glass to see it in there. How do you find something like this?
You get out in the river with the nets, and you root around sort of under banks and leaf packs and along woody debris. You look for a particular habitat, and you know, in addition to needing good water quality, they need materials in the river to make their home, and they need a flow that is reasonable in terms of the velocity and the energy. So there's nooks and crannies. It's quite diverse, and so what's really important and what's, you know, where we did find it is there's a very healthy riparian corridor. There's a lot of, you know, vegetation along the stream itself. And so, you know, that helps provide, you know, the habitat that's needed and the temperatures that are required to allow these sensitive species to exist.
And when we talk about sensitive species, Sally, this one is particularly susceptible to environmental problems.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Why is that?
They need really high levels of dissolved oxygen in the water. They basically need to get their oxygen from the water. They absorb it through their skin, or some of them have gills. And so any sort of pollution in the water is going to rob the water of that dissolved oxygen.
Okay, so what does this say about the health of the rest of the river? I mean, obviously the Rouge isn't where it needs to be in terms of cleanup. It's getting better than where it was a decade ago, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what does this tell you about the possibility of other wildlife? Because this has got to have food chain implications.
Oh, well, basically they're fish food, they're trout food. There are a lot of other animals eat them. So the fact that they're there means that a whole assemblage of other animals can survive there, too.
Now, can survive. It doesn't mean they're there, though, does it?
No, it doesn't, and the fact that we just found one,
So, I mean, is this a situation, is the Rouge ready yet in any capacity for maybe fish repopulation? Is that something that you'd want to do?
Fish are actually coming back on their own.
Really?
We have salmon that are coming all the way up the mouth of the river down from the Detroit River, and they don't come up this far on the main because there is an impediment, the dam at the Fairlane Estate. They
mm-hmm.
can't get over that, but they do go up the main, the lower branch all the way to the city of Wayne, to a dam there. So they're there. They will come back.
My guest right now, Noel Mullett. He is with the Wayne County Department of Public Services Water Quality Management Division, and Sally Petrella of Friends of the Rouge. And we're talking about the discovery of a lone stonefly. That's the one that you found. But if you found one, what does that suggest to you in terms of population? I mean, does that mean that there is a healthy population, or is there still a long way to go?
The fact that we found one means that they are there, and there probably are more. Insects tend to have a lot of babies. So, and also, what we're looking for is the larval form. Eventually, they are going to crawl out of the water and hatch out as flies.
Is this the time of year that you'd be looking for them?
These are a particularly unusual type of aquatic insect, in that they do hatch out in the dead of winter.
Okay.
Most hatch out in, you know, once the weather gets a little bit warmer.
So Noel, when you're out there doing these searches, are you looking specifically for this, or are you looking for any number of different things?
Well, for the winter, the January hunt, yes, specifically just looking for the stonefly. As Sally said, they're kind of unique in the way their life pattern is. We also work with Friends of the Rouge to do a spring and a fall a bug hunt. And during those events, we're looking for the whole variety of macroinvertebrates.
Macroinvertebrates, of which this is one.
Yes.
Give me an idea, Sally, from your perspective then. You said you were ecstatic over this discovery.
Mm-hmm.
What other discoveries are we waiting for to see more ecstasy from you?
I'd like to see stoneflies all over the Rouge. This was significant for two reasons. One, that we find stoneflies in the middle branch, mm-hmm. all the way out on the Johnson Creek. That's part of the Rouge that's actually a cold water trout stream.
Sure.
And we find them in the lower branch out in Canton, those areas. And we occasionally find them in the upper branch in Farmington and Farmington Hills. But we had sampled all the tributaries all up and down the main branch, and just had not seen them there. So that's why this is particularly significant. Also, up until we found this one, we had only found three different types. So this makes four different families of stoneflies that we now know that we have on the Rouge River.
I mean, and are there any other indicators that we should be looking for as laypeople to whether or not the Rouge is indeed making a comeback?
Fish. People actually do see fish. We also, Friends of the Rouge coordinates a volunteer frog and toad survey. And wetlands are critical to the health of the river, so having a lot of frogs is also a good sign, big diversity.
And so, Noel, are you looking for those too?
yes, we help with the frog and toad efforts as well, but I expect the fish are be coming back. We're hoping to be able to get the MDNR to do a more comprehensive fish assessment. They haven't done one since 1998, so we're hoping we can get them back here in the next few years to really see where we're at in terms of fish. And I know there's been some work done here and there, and I understand that, you know, surprisingly, they find quite a bit. So the Rouge is really becoming more of a fishery than anyone would suspect, and I think you know, the stoneflies is an indicator of that.
Well, you know, and it's amazing to me that this one tiny little bug that you found is enough to inspire some hope about the future of the river. So I really appreciate you both being here today. I'd like to thank Noel Mullett again. He's with the Wayne County Department of Public Services Water Quality Management Division, and Sally Petrella, the Volunteer Monitoring Program Manager for Friends of the Rouge. Congratulations, and thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Craig.
Thank you.
And this is the Craig Folly Show on 101.9 WDET. Stay with it on 101.9 WDET.